On Sunday afternoon around about 2, I pick my baby up and here's what we do. We jump into my car and go to the zoo to see the chimpanzee. We buy some peanuts and a couple of sacks, a pretty jelly beans and cracker jacks. We always bring along some afternoon snacks to be the chimpanzee. Other people giggle at everything he does, but my baby and I stare in fascination, and secretly I'm wondering if he just might be a distant relation. Although you laugh and say it couldn't be true, remember he might be a cousin to you. And if you don't believe it, go to the zoo and watch the chimpanzee. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Last night I dreamed the whole night through. I dreamed that I was all alone at the zoo. I had some peanuts and some jelly beans too, to feed the chimpanzee. I dreamed the cage was empty, vacant and bare. And so I walked right up and pulled up a chair. Ate all the peanuts I was planning to share with the chimpanzee. Even though you giggle and think it's kind of silly, I can tell you right now in my situation that I could see that you and you and me all might be related distantly. When I woke up, I was surprised as could be. There in the crowd, staring curiously, I saw my baby and the chimpanzee, and they were watching me.
That was Chuck Johnson. Before that was Chimpanzee by Count Yates. And starting off that animal set was Down on the Farm by Al Downing with the Polecats. And that animal set is dedicated to my boy, Jack. He's my dog who's here with me laying by my feet as he always does every night. So that goes out to him. You're Lost in Paradise with your sweet angel baby here at killradio.org. And I thought Tarzan would follow up nicely to that animal set. So it's going to be Tarzan by Sunny Day and the Rare Breed here at Lost in Paradise.
Whoa! Yankee crocodile. You can hear him for a mile when he shouts.
When he shouts.
Oh, the natives come running when they hear his drumming in the jungle.
In the jungle.
Cause they all know that Tarzan's swinging now.
Jumping.
And the big baboon by the light of the moon's gone mad. The lion and his cubs are the dancing fan clubs. It's a riot.
It's a riot.
Cause they all know that Tarzan's swinging now. With a girl named Jane. She wears a tight surround. She got hung up with a tiger or two. I heard her sing this song.
Tarzan saved Jane.
He swung from a vine in the nick of time to save his baby. And you might have guessed, he pounded on his chest. There's no doubt. In the treetop.
In the treetop.
Cause they all know that Tarzan's swinging now.
Tarzan.
My heart sing.
You make everything groovy.
Wild thing. You make my heart sing.
You make everything groovy.
Wild thing. I think I love you.
I want to know for sure.
Wild thing. I think I love you.
Come on and hold me tight.
Wild thing. You make my heart sing.
You make everything groovy.
Wild thing. You make my heart sing.
You make everything groovy.
Wild thing, I think you move me.
I want to know for sure.
Wild thing, I think you move me.
Come on and hold me tight.
You moved me.
Come on and hold me tight.
Come on, wild thing. Come on, wild thing.
Get it out. 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 Get it out.
Get It. That was the Silvertones. Before that was Wild Thing by Teddy and Daryl. Dick Blackburn was on my show a long time ago, and he spun that, and I had to get my hands on my own copy. Thing is wild. And I thought only appropriate for this homoerotic Wild Thing to follow up Tarzan, which was at the top of the set, Tarzan by Sunny Day and The Rare Breed. And that goes out to Dick Blackburn because I had snatched that record, but he found another one for himself. A really great record. As well, we just found out that Teddy and Daryl have an album out there somewhere. I don't know if they're all covers. I don't know quite what the deal is, but Wild Thing, yeah, it's pretty unique. One in a million. You're Lost in Paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at killradio.org. Next up, in honor of Phil Spector's murder case, or I guess murder trial, I'm going to be spinning his Let's Dance This Groove Part 1, which I finally got a repro because the original record is in the thousands. But just for some of my listeners who don't know, I'll give a little info. In January 1963, Phil Spector went into the studio with the Crystals to record Let's Dance This Groove Part 1. The chorus and verse were repeated over and over for close to 6 minutes, and the results were pressed as a record labeled Phil's 111. The B-side was, of course, Let's Dance This Groove Part 2, another 6 minutes of the same thing. A copy of that record, stamped DJ copy, not for sale, was duly delivered to Lester Sill. The legend surrounding this act of musical revenge is that as part of his legal settlement with Spector, Lester Sill was awarded the royalties from the sales of the next Phil single. By deliberately creating an unreleasable product, the tale went, Spector had screwed his former partner out of any additional money. The record was not intended for release, and the only person who received a copy was Lester Sill. A few other copies are known to exist, making Let's Dance This Groove one of the rarest of record collectibles. And this is true because a record dealer does have one, and he's selling it for $8,500, so it is definitely up there. The fact that Spector reused the same label number, 111, for his next Phil's release, Darlene Loves, Today I Met the Boy I'm Gonna Marry, also indicates that Let's Dance This Groove was never considered an official Phil's release, even as a pretense. So there you go. I finally found my own repro, which is the most money I've ever spent on a repro, and probably ever will, I think. But it was kind of hard to come by, and I guess it's going up there in value. I don't know, maybe because of his murder trial. And obviously the original's not that many and pretty pricey. But I'll just play it in lieu of Phil's murder trial, which keeps getting postponed, but it looks like it's dated for April 26th of this year. I went online, that's what I found out. So either way, here you go. This goes out to Phil wherever he is. Let's Dance This Groove, Part 1 by the Crystals, here at Lost in Paradise.
Let's Dance This Groove, Part 1.
Let's do it.
Screw. Dance the Screw.
Let's do it.
The Screw. The Screw. The Screw.
Feeling oh so blue.
Charelles. Before that was Dancing and Crying by the Corrales. And at the top of that dance set was Let's Dance This Crew Part 1 by the Crystals. And I'd like to think that it's Phil himself saying Let's Dance This Crew on that record, but I'm not quite sure who the male singer is on that thing. And again, it goes out to Phil, wherever he is. So yeah, you're lost in paradise with your truly Angel Baby here at killradio.org every Tuesday night from 9 to 10:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. As well, you can listen anytime to my archive shows uploaded to the killradio.org homepage or at my podcast site, lostinparadise.podomatic.com, which was down today. I don't know why everybody's site was down, but hopefully they'll get their act together and it will be up tomorrow. I just think they're getting really popular and just generating a lot of traffic, and maybe their server just can't handle it. I don't know what the deal is. But just email me, lostinparadise@killradio.org, if you experience any technical difficulty. difficulty, or if you have any questions about the music I play, or if you have any requests. Let's see. Next up, I've got a gospel set. It's going to start off with a track from a CD, unfortunately. The song was only released on 78, very rare 78, on top of that. Let's see. I'm trying to see if there's... I have some more info. I just learned, I guess, or I guess I should have figured it out, but 45s just came out in, I guess, 1949, and only whites with money could afford 45 players, I guess, and this would be in the early 50s. So a lot of great black music only could be found or can be found today on 78, and that's true for a lot of great black vocal group records, which is unfortunate. And I guess that's the case for this record, which is possibly, we're not quite sure, but was released in the early 50s. Really killer. I've known about this for a couple of years, and I finally got my hand on the compilation CD. So here we go. It's called God Don't Like It. It's by Reverend Anderson Johnson. Play it loud, because that's how it was played to me by my mentor, Mr. Wiggles, out in Chicago. He blasted that thing as loud as he could. So here we go. Top of the gospel set, God Don't Like It, here at Lost in Paradise.
Drinking moonshine, but God don't like it. Now God don't like it. Now God don't like it. Well, so many people gets on the drunk. Everyone said a while not to speak that sober mind. But when they get caught up in a trap, they put that blame moonshine. But God don't like it. It made the very stop that drinking moonshine, because God is all I know. Yeah, God is all I know. Yeah, God is all I know. Lord, this country going to be lost. Here's a king on the way, it's going. We can't all have a little church in town. Father preachers all drinking moonshine, but God is all I know. Yeah, God is all I know. Well, the preacher went to the sister's house. She asked him to rest his hat. Now he began to laugh and grin. So, sister, tell me where your husband at. But God, it all I knew. Yeah, God, it all I knew. Yeah, God, it all I knew. We can't hardly walk, but God, it all I know. Yeah, God, it all I know. Yeah, God, it all I know. I might not like my song. I spoke my soul for mine. Moonshine, because God is all I know. Yeah, God is all I know. Yeah, God is all I know. Now, I wasn't talking about anyone, I was just singing that song.
I'm a millionaire. rather worship thee with the people who are free than the pleasure of this world to seize and share. For my Father is the King, and his praise I'll ever sing. I'm a happy millionaire. I'm a millionaire, I'm a millionaire. My Father is rich in houses and lands, and time is heir. I'm a millionaire, I'm a millionaire. Well, I'm a happy millionaire. Since salvation now is mine, for the Lord I shout and shine. Though I have to go through life on meager fare, rich in grace beyond recall, for my Father owns it all. I'm a happy millionaire. My Father is rich in houses and lands, and I'm his heir. I'm a millionaire, I'm a millionaire. Well, I'm a happy rich in houses and lands, and I'm his heir. I'm a millionaire, I'm a millionaire. Well, I'm a happy, happy, happy millionaire.
I'm a millionaire. That was Richard Red Martin. That's a country gospel. That's off of Gospel Time, a really great blue label with silver print. It's kind of like just thick gothic writing that says Gospel Time and a really nice silver cross printed on it. And I looked at this, I was like, what the hell? But yeah, nice country gospel. And I have another record that I'll be spinning next week, which will be part of my Atom Bomb set. So definitely tune in for another country gospel about the Atom Bomb next week. See, before that was The Holy Spirit by Reverend Lonnie Ferris and his Gospel Flames. That's a gospel instrumental, and that's the first I've ever heard, the first one I've ever gotten, and hopefully not my last. It's pretty great, and hopefully I'll find some more rock and gospel instrumentals like that one. And starting off that gospel set was God Don't Like It by Reverend Anderson Johnson. Really great early 1950s, possibly a recording and release. It was re-released a little more mellow, but not as dynamic. It's a pretty spiritual experience. I don't collect 78s, but if I did, that would definitely be on my list. But it's pretty, I guess, rare, non-existent from what I know. So there you go, a little spiritual set for you. Let's see, next up I've got Topless by Rolls Royce and the Wheels. I normally, or have in the past, I haven't spun this in a long time, spinned it off of a CD, but I finally got my own original copy. Not singing about a car, of course, about topless bathing suit by the European designer Rudy Gernreich, if I'm pronouncing his name correctly. A really great demented record. So here we go, Topless by Rolls Royce and the Wheels here at Lost in Paradise.
What was that?
A topless, baby.
A topless?
Yeah, topless.
I guess that's what they're wearing now.
That's about the size of it. I don't want you dead in one. I want you alive in it, baby.
Honey, what do you think about a topless? I think they're horrible. I don't too. I better not catch my husband down there looking. He better not either.
I don't know how you're going to keep him unless you let him go to the beach every once in a while.
No, I'ma stop.
Yeah, baby.
I think I'll get me one after all.
That's what's happening.
Don't do that. You're disgracing yourself. Mom, if my husband likes them, I guess I have to give me one. He don't like it. He just like what's in it.
That's about the size of it.
But maybe he'll like me better if I get me a topless.
I know I will. Sure wish you get the whipping on me. I can go where them topless is at.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right now.
And I'm going to beat your head till it rubs back up if I catch you on this beach again.
Don't get me a topless. Topless wearing woman, I mean.
Get out of Louisiana just to help me get to Houston town. working on a T-bone steak. I'll a party flying over to the Golden State. When the pilot told us in 13 minutes he would set us at the terminal gate. Swing low, the cherry will come down easy. Taxi to the terminal zone. Cut your engines and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone. Los Angeles, give me Norfolk, Virginia, Tidewater, 1409. Tell the folks back home, this is the promised land calling and the poor boy's on the line.
That was Promised Land by Chuck Berry. Before that was Hot Tamales by Noble Thin Man Watts and his Rhythm Sparks. And starting off that set was Topless by Rolls Royce and the Wheels. And no, they are not singing about a topless car. They're singing about the topless bathing suit. Pretty risque in their day, I guess. You're lost in paradise with your Shelly Angel Baby here at KILLRadio.org. Again, you can listen anytime to my shows at, let's see, the Kill Radio homepage, or the easiest way to normally stream it is, is from my podcast page, lostinparadise.podomatic.com. And again, email me, lostinparadise@killradio.org, if you experience any technical difficulty, or if you have any questions about the songs that I've played, or if you have any requests. Again, if you have any more, or if you want any more info about yours truly, you can go to my MySpace page, which is myspace.com/Naomi Robbins. I'm going to be coming to the close of my show. Consigne will be up next. I'm going to end the show with Chicken Hop by Billy Bland here at Lost in Paradise. Oh, I'm still, what are you doing?
No, I know, I'm just gonna open it.
Well, I worked around all day. Well, I'm going downtown, gonna spend my pay. There's a girl looking at me. She's the cutest thing that I ever did see. Little girl, come go with me. Well, I'll buy some things that you never did see. Be a billow house up on the hill. I love you, darling. No, yes, I will. Oh, chicken, chicken, chicken. Well, Tippy, come go with me. Well, I show you some girls that you never did see. I got a girl up on the hill. I love that girl, oh yes, I will. I love that girl, oh yes, I will. I love that.
You've been Lost in Paradise with your Shelly Angel Baby here at KILLRadio.org. Please tune in next week for more newly acquired 45s. And Consigne is here, and they'll be up next in just a little while.